Now, you've got a Lionel Shriver novel you've been reading. It's The Motion of the Body Through Space.
I do. Okay, so if you're a fan of any of Lionel's previous 15 books, I think you're going to love this one. And also, if you know Lionel, who's actually a lady Lionel, just in case you also didn't know that, her name was originally Margaret, but she felt like a tomboy, so changed at aged 15. She does have relatively contentious elements in her books and also her public statements. Some of you might know what she has said about breeding, coronavirus, diversity quotas. So she doesn't shy away from contentiousness. But regardless of that, in spite of that, when I was one chapter into this book, I began to feel sad that one day I'd have finished it. That's how much I dug it. I really love her observations about humans, and in this book, the obsession so many humans have with fitness, sometimes to their detriment. So, our main character, 60-year-old Serenata. Her characters always have such great names. Serenata has, up until this point, the book begins, been an exercise fanatic, whether it's running, swimming, cycling, especially for transport. And to Serenata's mind, she's been doing the physical hard yard since before it was popular. She also kind of invented scrunchies, but that's another story. And also for her, exercise is very much a solitary pursuit. It's not something you do in gangs or teams. And there are so many beautifully articulated ruminations on exercise. And I especially agreed that it's not the exercise per se that's attractive. It's the pleasure at having completed your run, that buzz on finishing. And she really, she put a lot of things into context for me as a daily runner. So Serenata is also a voice artist. She records ads, audiobooks, and more recently video games. And she's also recently been receiving criticism online for using accents when portraying ethnically diverse characters, something that's now frowned on and viewed as a form of cultural appropriation. And while Serenata is not very social media savvy, her young neighbour tells her that she's been receiving this criticism, and that explains why her work has been drying up of late. So, Serenata is married to the equally groovily named Remington Alabaster, who's in his 60s. Up until the point the book starts, he's been working for the New York State Department of Transport. And in an account of their first date, his thoughts on traffic flow are so passionate. You could see it as quite a dreary job, but he shows it as inspiring and vital. So two very different people, genuinely happily married up until the point the book starts, in spite of raising two rather disappointing children. So Lionel makes no bones about her feelings about breeding. That's a whole other story, and we need to talk about Kevin. So disappointing children is one of her themes. Serenata exercised all her life with a singular passion. Remington hasn't sweated much at all. And at the beginning of the book, Remington's lost his job ostensibly for being racist in the workplace, although his view of the situation, he was wrongly accused. So to fill the gap in his life where the work once was, Remington decides to run a marathon. Exactly the same time that Serenata can no longer do pretty much anything. So, and these also relate to Lionel's own life experiences, because she's just about to undergo a knee operation. And, so a lot of her, obviously the things that she's been going through are in this book, her painfully bung knee. Serenata can't exercise. Remington, with his planned marathon, is all about flashy new trainers, fancy workout clothes, and online programs. So you know this is going to cause ructions in their marriage. And in the course of his first marathon, Remington barely makes it and is one of the last ones in, with Serenata patiently waiting at the finish with their born-again adult daughter and her vanload of dejected children. And who is running alongside Remington as he sort of staggers his way to the finishing line? This perfect specimen of Amazonian womanhood, whose name is Bambi Buffer. And it turns out Bambi's a trainer. She latches onto Remington in a most unseemly way, which Remington rather likes as a man in his mid-60s. So he joins Bambi's triathlon training team, which she coaches for quite large sums. And they're training for this event called the Metal Man, which is insane amount of miles, running, swimming, cycling. And at the very finish line, after 140 or so miles of agony, there's a chin-up bar. So you can kind of picture the sort of world that Lionel is painting. But it's such a good book. It looks at the world of exercise as a pseudo-religion, where devotees give it cult-like status and virtually kill themselves to compete in these incredible events, and congregations who worship the body as a temple but desecrate it with overuse at the same time. The writing's beautiful. It's completely compelling. I love the plots. I love the subplots. I just was desperate to know what happened to them. And the thing about the themes with race and cultural appropriation are potentially contentious. And I do find as a reader sometimes, what are my positions on this? And is she actually grinding her axes? But Lionel always, she doesn't shy away from controversy, and that's just her. But the book itself is phenomenal. I loved it.
Wonderful. Thank you, Elizabeth Easter. The book is The Motion of the Body Through Space by Lionel Shriver, published by HarperCollins, $35 the price.